What makes a brilliant mind? Most assume it's raw intelligence, a towering IQ, lightning-fast calculations, or encyclopedic knowledge. But Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's longtime partner at Berkshire Hathaway, proves otherwise. His genius lies not in complexity, but in clarity, cutting through noise with incisive logic and speaking truths others won't. Bill Gates called him the broadest thinker I have ever encountered. Yet Munger's philosophy is disarmingly simple: avoid stupidity rather than chase brilliance. His approach has influenced titans from Jeff Bezos to Ray Dalio, yet remains underutilized precisely because it seems too straightforward. While others develop elaborate strategies, Munger favors what he calls worldly wisdom, drawing from psychology, history, mathematics, and biology to create a lattice of mental models. This multidisciplinary thinking transformed Buffett's investment style, from buying struggling companies at bargain prices to acquiring exceptional businesses at fair prices. Understanding how Munger thinks offers more than investment advice. It provides a blueprint for clearer decision-making in every domain of life. Benjamin Graham's value investing is elegantly simple. Buy assets for significantly less than they're worth, then wait for the market to recognize their true value. NASA spent millions developing a zero-gravity pen, while Russian cosmonauts used pencils. Graham's approach is the pencil. Munger works backward, systematically eliminating foolish paths first. After fees and taxes, investing becomes less than zero sum, where investors collectively bear croupier's costs. The system works because markets aren't perfectly efficient. Someone must be wrong for you to profit. The counterintuitive part: successful practitioners spend most time reading and thinking, not trading. Unlike baseball, investing has no called strikes, so you can watch hundreds of opportunities pass before swinging at the perfect pitch. Greatest opportunities emerge during panic, when quality assets become dramatically undervalued. For those unwilling to master these fundamentals, Munger offers simple advice: buy index funds. Active investing demands enormous time commitment, emotional discipline, and genuine enjoyment. The crucial difference being that investing has positive expected returns while gambling doesn't. The first principle treats stock ownership as proportional business ownership. When you buy Apple stock, you're acquiring a slice of a business that designs products and generates cash flows, not a ticker symbol. Speculators predict crowd psychology. Investors price assets based on intrinsic worth. The second principle, margin of safety, serves as insurance against error and bad luck. Buying assets at significant discounts to their true value creates cushion for mistakes. The goal remains buying a dollar for 70 cents. The third principle personifies the market as Mr. Market, a manic depressive who sometimes offers to sell assets for far less than they're worth. Patient investors analyze businesses to determine intrinsic value, buy at significant discounts, and wait. When prices drop for quality assets, they often buy more, understanding that risk decreases as price decreases, the opposite of how most people think. The fourth principle demands rationality, objectivity, and dispassion. For Munger, rationality isn't merely a strategy, it's a moral duty and the best defense against psychological errors. This means using checklists and step-by-step processes that prevent emotions from sabotaging judgment. Munger champions worldly wisdom, a multidisciplinary approach where combined understanding exceeds its parts. When analyzing why businesses sell more after raising prices, he integrates economics with psychology, status signaling, social proof, price implies quality, and incentive structures, salespeople motivated by higher commissions. This lattice reveals insights single-discipline thinking misses. Approximately 80 or 90 important models carry about 90% of worldly wisdom. The world consists of complex, interacting systems, so people thinking broadly across disciplines make better investors. Munger values approximately right multidisciplinary thinking over precisely wrong single-model approaches. This requires dedicating time to reading and thinking rather than filling calendars with meetings. Munger insists people calculate too much and think too little. Learn from others. Why experience every mistake personally when you can learn from history? His business education came through real-world experience, including instructive failures like Dexter Shoes, where Berkshire failed to assess competitive advantage durability. Among his worst mistakes are those of omission, opportunities seen but not acted upon, like not investing in Walmart early. He chose wisdom purposefully, believing mere knowledge from a single domain isn't enough. You need experience, common sense, and good judgment. Mental shortcuts called heuristics enable efficient decisions but devastate investments. Munger admits consistently underestimating incentives' power despite understanding them better than most. Upton Sinclair explained why. It's very hard to get a man to believe non-X when his way of making a living requires him to believe X. Financial advisors push high-commission products because their livelihood depends on it, transforming ethical people into perversely motivated actors. Liking tendency blinds us to faults in people we love. Helpful for relationships, disastrous for investments. Disliking tendency proves equally irrational. Munger avoids doing business with people he dislikes, but warns against rejecting candidates simply because they attended a rival college. Doubt avoidance reduces mental strain, but leads investors astray. Those who didn't investigate Bernie Madoff because important people trusted him paid dearly. Envy stands out as uniquely destructive. A really stupid sin because it's the only one you could never possibly have any fun at. Loss aversion makes losses feel twice as intense as equivalent gains, causing premature winner selling while clinging to losers. Understanding these tendencies and building counteracting systems helps investors avoid pitfalls that derail brilliant minds. Roger Lowenstein observed that Warren Buffett's genius was largely a genius of character, of patience, discipline, and rationality. Munger possesses these same qualities, which investors can develop regardless of IQ. Patience is fundamental. The system demands waiting for Mr. Market to deliver bargains. As Buffett noted, the market transfers money from the active to the patient. Most investors mistakenly believe activity earns bonuses when actually taxes, fees, and expenses penalize overactivity. Being contrarian demands courage. Outperforming requires deviating from crowd thinking. Munger demonstrated this in 2009, investing Daily Journal's cash in bank stocks during the financial crisis, calling it a once-in-40-year opportunity. While high IQ helps, Munger states, a lot of people with high IQs are terrible investors because they've got terrible temperaments. You need at least 125 IQ points, but beyond 130, additional intelligence can become counterproductive through overconfidence. Honesty isn't just morally right, it's financially rewarding. Berkshire's reputation for fairness creates tremendous business advantages. Munger has known no wise people who didn't read all the time. None. Zero. He advises becoming a lifelong self-learner through voracious reading. Munger identifies five elements creating sustainable competitive advantages. Supply-side economies of scale occur when costs fall as production increases. Walmart's purchasing power creates advantages smaller competitors can't match. Network effects make products more valuable as adoption grows. American Express exemplifies this. More merchants accepting the card increases value to cardholders, and vice versa. Amazon benefits from both supply-side and demand-side economies of scale, creating reinforcing advantages nearly impossible to overcome. Brand power stems from emotional associations, not product attributes. Coca-Cola's new Coke mistake proved this. Blind taste tests favored competitors, but visible tests favored Coke. As Buffett notes, if you gave me $30 billion to knock off Coca-Cola, I couldn't do it. Berkshire demonstrates how multiple elements create moats greater than their sum. Its advantages include tax efficiency, redistributing cash without dividend taxes, minimal overhead, 25 headquarters staff, and positioning as the private buyer of first resort for owners wanting their companies preserved. Even strong moats face relentless competition through creative destruction. Munger's response? Build the best moat and continuously widen it. Test moat strength by examining returns exceeding capital costs sustained over years. As Buffett says, if you need a prayer meeting before raising prices, your moat is weak. Charlie Munger's wisdom transcends investing. It offers a framework for clearer thinking in an increasingly complex world. By understanding psychology, building mental models from diverse disciplines, developing patience and discipline, and recognizing sustainable competitive advantages, anyone can make better decisions. While few will match Munger's extraordinary success, his principles provide a path toward more rational, disciplined outcomes. The question isn't whether his approach works. Decades of results prove it does. The question is whether you possess the temperament to implement it. As Munger would say, that's simple to understand, but not easy to do.